Good morning. Today we are continuing our conversation of yesterday. And the question, fundamental question is, when it comes to the obligation, the mitzvah midoraisa of standing up for somebody who is elderly, 70 and above, or somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, the question is that capped out, for example, twice a day, just like we're Makabal Ol Malchu Shamayim, we say the Kriya Shema twice a day, so too we would have to stand twice a day and would not be obligated to stand more than that, or is there no limitation? And we brought that there are divergent views on this in the Gemara, and as well, there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah on this very point. The pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is that there's an obligation to stand each and every time, because he doesn't say specifically, explicitly, that there is a limit of two times or any more than that. He simply says when you come into contact, when you're within a certain area of a great Rav, your Rebbe, or a zaken, somebody who's elderly, there is a chiyuv to stand up. So that would be each and every time, apparently. On the other hand, the Ramah says that there's no obligation to stand up, even for your own Rebbe, more than twice. And we saw in the Gemara why twice, because just like we're Makaba Ol Malchu Shamayim with the Kriyat Shema, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu twice a day, we should do the same when it comes to our Rav, other Rabbanim, great Rabbanim, a zaken, an elderly person as well. And the question is, in the sheet of the Ramah, that there's not an obligation to stand up each and every time, but two times, the language of the Shulchan, of the Ramah is, Ein adam chayav lamo lifnei rabo, rak shachritz varavis, you're not obligated. You can do more, but you're not obligated to stand up more than twice, shachritz and arvis, one in the morning, one in the evening. The question is, how about if there are new people around that didn't see that you had stood up those two times already? Is there accordingly a concern that they are going to think that you are being mezalzel, you are disgracing the kavod of your Rebbe by not standing up? Would that trigger an obligation to stand up the third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, as long as there are new faces around who didn't see the standing up initially? Would there be an obligation to stand up again and again? And in fact, the Ramah says explicitly, right after he says there's no obligation to stand up for your Rav, more than Shachris and Arvis, it says, V'davka b'beis Rav, that's talking about when you're in the house of the Rav. That means in a private area, everyone knows that you stood up twice already. That is when there's no obligation to stand up more than twice. Of all bifnei acherim, shein yomdim shama, the fun of, however, if there are other people around, even in the house of the Rav that would be, but there are new people around there that don't know you stood up already, chai of the amod, there would be an obligation to stand up, and not only once, but continuing, as long as there are people that didn't see you stand up the first couple times, there would be an ongoing obligation to continue standing up. So the question that we have to grapple with based on that is, but we said in the Gemara that the concept here is don't stand up more than twice. So that the Grama here said that it should be a minimum of two times. You're not obligated to stand up more than two times. But in the Gemara, the language of the Gemara is that you should not stand up more than two times, so you're not giving more kava to your Rebbe than you do for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu will only mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim twice. You say the Kriya Shema twice. Accordingly, that's the limit. Apparently, we would limit it to two times. So how about that concept? Why are we saying that you should continue standing up multiple times? Because people may see, there may be a chashad, they may be concerned, they may be suspicious that you are disgracing your kavod or your Rav. So in fact, the Be'eros Hamayim says as follows. Because the reason, at least based on the language of the Gemara, that you cannot stand more than twice is because you shouldn't show kavod to your Rebbe more than you do a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that means that we can equate the two, that you should do the same. You should do the same for your Rebbe as you do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And accordingly, when it comes to the cover that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to bring two instances now that we actually have to do more. We have to go extra when we are concerned that people will be suspicious that we're not showing the proper cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is that? So it goes as follows. When it comes to Kavod Shamayim, we find, if you already davened your Shemoneh Esrei, and now there are people that are davening, and they're saying Shema. Yeah, people saying Shema. You already said Shema, and now you're sitting in the shul, you're learning, and everyone is saying the Shema. There's the minyan going on, you daven already, but they're saying Shema. What do you have to do? Can you continue sitting there and learn, or do you have to say Shema with them? In fact, we paskin, you have to say Shema with them. You have to be Makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Even though you said last night, You said the Kriyat Shema, that's one. U'bishoch b'cha u'vkumecha. And you said in the morning at the Neitz Minyan, but you're sitting there for the next Minyan, the 7 o'clock Minyan or the 8 o'clock Minyan, and you're learning there, and they're saying Shema, even though it's your third time. You're being makabel omachu shemayim the third time, isn't it? Kaptah two? No, of course it's not kaptah two. You actually have an obligation because of chshad. So people aren't suspicious. They're not going to look at you askance and saying everyone else is makabel omachu shemayim and you're just sitting there not being makabel omachu shemayim. That doesn't look good. Accordingly, you would have to add an additional time. So too, when there is a concern of chshad, we have new people who are around who did not see you stand up the first two times because of that chshad. They're going to be suspicious. You're being Zalzel in the cover of your Rebbe, you would have to stand up a third time as well, just like saying the Kriya Shema a third time. And similarly, another example in Halacha that is prohibited to pass by the Pesach Beis HaKinesesh B'Shash Mishpalulim Imni Achshad. There are a lot of details on this, but the high-level concept is don't pass by the shul. We're talking about when there's a shul in town, not multiple, numerous shuls in town, but you're walking by the shul in town and you don't go in. People are going to think that it's the minyan right now and they're going to be concerned. You're not davening. You're not davening properly. So because of chshad, that is a prohibition. We are concerned, what are people going to think when it comes to being mezalzel of the kavod shemayim? So the same thing applies here when it comes to the kavod harav. If there is a concern of chshad, there would be an obligation indeed to stand up even though you already did it to time. So that is accordingly the answer and understanding of the Rama. When the Rama said you're not obligated to stand up more than two times, Shachris and Arvis. However, having said that, the Rama continued, that applies only if there's no one new around. You're in the Rebbe's house and no one else new is around. They know you stood up. However, if there are new people around, if you're in the big base medrash and constantly people are in and out, or even in your Rebbe's house, people didn't see, there are new faces around, people came to visit your Rebbe, they know you stood up twice, you have to continue standing up to avoid that concern of chshad, suspicion that you are doing something wrong. Just one more question, an interesting question. Now that we're saying in the Shita of the Rama that there is indeed a time we're obligated to stand up more than the basic two times, three times, four times, because there are panim chadashos, there are new faces around, is this additional standing up, is this continued to be a mitzvah midoraisa, or is it now midirabanan? Certainly first two standing is going to be deoraisa, we're having a kiyum of the mitzvah, but now these additional standings, is that going to also be deoraisa? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Dibros Moshe talks about this very issue. And he says here that this additional obligation to stand up is dependent on people who are looking, the panim chadashos, the new faces around. V'kevan sha'aroim ha'chadashim yachshavu, because these new people are going to think that this Talmid, Shatamid Lo'ama, that he didn't stand in front of his Rebbe, and that's why he is now obligated to stand multiple times. Mikomakam kevan sha'otam shalo ra'u sha'amad yachashtu, because of the concern of chshad, accordingly, he has a real obligation to stand up. He has not fulfilled his full obligation of kavod to his Rebbe because there are other people here that are triggering an obligation to stand up. And accordingly, memela, he is obligated to stand up on a deoraisa level. Still, it's not only derabanan. So deoraisa, it's not only two times, but as long as there are new people here, there is a continuing obligation to stand on deoraisa level. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. On the other hand, there are poskim of the view, the Maharit, for example, that just the basic two times would be deoraisa, but thereafterward would be derabanan. Have a wonderful day.